Kainu. Okay, so we're building this bracha. What is the gist of the bracha? The gist of the bracha, the summary, it's really a summary of all of the brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, so just a little background. We learned this last week and the week before. We'll spend one more shiur on Shmakaleinu. And then next week in Yerushalayim we'll go on to Ritzei. So what is the basic structure? What is the basic, to recap what we learned last week? And just say a few short ideas. What is the basic structure of the Shemoneh Esrei? There are three brachas in the beginning. Avos, okay, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Then comes Trias HaMeis, and then it's Kedusha. At the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, there are three brachas. There is Avoida, Tzei, and then there is Modim, and there is Sim Shalom. And the center of the bracha is, in the center of the Shemoneh Esrei are the other blessings. That's the, and that is always going to change based upon the nature of the day. So during the weekday, during the week, we say we have the 13 blessings in the middle, and on Shabbos we recite. In the middle bracha is about Shabbos. Yom Tov, it's about Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. That's what we put with the Karbonos and Malchus, Zichron and Shofar. The middle of the Shemoneh Esrei is where we're able to become creative. We're able to express ourselves in the Yonah D'Yoma. And during the week there are 12 blessings. During the week, we focus on the 12, there are 12 blessings. The 12 blessings are our basic needs. Now, originally it was 12, and then at one point in time it was added from 12, it went to 13. The bracha V'lam Al-Shinim was added, it was injected into the bracha. And we spoke many times about V'lam Al-Shinim. V'lam Al-Shinim is the bracha to protect us from ourselves. There are people in the Jewish people that want to cause us harm, and we need a bracha to protect us from ourselves, our own people. And that was added by Shmuel HaKatan, so we made the 12 middle blessings into 13 blessings. Okay, fine. We learned last week, this idea is very precious to me, that if you look at the 13 middle blessings, putting aside, let's take in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, there are the 13 blessings. We're going to go back to the original. Originally, there are 12 blessings. And if you look carefully, the 12 blessings, really, they parallel one another. There are 6 blessings in the beginning, and there are 6 blessings at the end. And it's Zeh Le'uma Zeh. To recap for this week. So the Baruch of Ato Chonein Le'adam Das, that's the first blessing. That corresponds to the 7th blessing. The first 6 blessings are private blessings, private needs. And it corresponds to the more public. What's the more public? After the first one is the Ka B'Shoifar Gadol L'Cheruseinu. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fa'enu 5. Zibori Choleinu 6. Corresponding to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 5, 6. Right, so each one corresponds when we omit the blessing of Olam Al-Shinim, they correspond to one another. So the bracha of Ato Chonein Le'adam Das, a prayer that we have knowledge, that corresponds to the bracha of Tekad B'Shofar Gadol L'Cheruseinu. Why? Because what does it say about the coming of Mashiach? When Mashiach will come, Umala Kol Ha'aretz Deya Es Hashem. When Mashiach will come, when the shofar will blow, and Mashiach will come, the entire world will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem. Umolo kolaret steyas Hashem. So we'll say atochon in l'adam das, and we are mispalul for knowledge. The knowledge of the individual is parallel to the knowledge of Klal Yisrael. The next blessing, Hashivim Avinu l'sarasecha Torah, the Kavim Akim l'avodasecha, that corresponds to the next of the bracha number 8, bracha number 2 corresponds to number 8, Roshiva Shofteinu Kivarishona, judgment, not judgment. The judgment, the Shofet, and the Yoetz is the one that's going to fulfill our ability to know the Torah. V'karveinu Malkeinu La'avodasecha. The Shofet is going to be the one that's going to teach us the Torah. And the Yoetz, the counselor, is the one that's going to counsel us how to serve Hashem. appears to be a very direct correlation. The next bracha, the third bracha, corresponds to bracha number 9. Slach l'loinu kichotanu. That corresponds to the bracha of al hatzadikim. Okay? A person that does not do an avera is a tzaddik. A person that's been able to be, even to do teshuva for an avera is a tzaddik. So we say, slach l'onu avinu kichotanu, mechal l'onu malkinu kifoshanu. Forgive us for our sins. And when we are going to be forgiving, we're going to have now, we're going to have the tzaddikim. The next bracha, re'enu v'onyeinu v'rivarivenu, Hashem, with this bracha refers to our personal private suffering. This corresponds to v'li rushalayim ircha, barachamim toshuv. The ultimate geula is the geula of HaKadosh Baruch Hu returning. There's the private level of geula, there's the public geula. The private level of geula is re'enu v'onyeinu, and the public geula is going to be v'li rushalayim ircha. The next bracha is rifa'enu, Hashem v'nei rafe, hoshir v'li v'shekis l'sein wata. This is David. David also, now that's a little bit of a chiddush, but I have full confidence that this is correct. David is a choyle. David, look, we say tachna. Okay, what do we say tachna? Mayor, you said tachna today by mincha? Are you from those people who say tachna by mincha? So by mincha, what do we say tachna? Hashem rachel mecha al bi'abchas chiv v'amasri Hashem choneini Hashem ki umlaloni. Refa'eni Hashem, ki nifhalu atzomai. David HaMelech says about himself, we say this every single day, Tachnun. Tachnun, Meir, you say Tachnun? What happened to Meir? You say Tachnun, Tachnun, you say, you mispalel for refuah. David HaMelech is summarizing the life of David HaMelech, who is saying, Refa'eni Hashem, ki nifhalu atzomai. My bones are terrified. That is Esemach David, Altamir Satznich, corresponds to what? Corresponds to Rifa'enu. And then the last one is Baruch Alein Hashem Hiris Hashon Hazo. So we ask Kosh Baruch for Parnosa and for all the good things. And that really is part of Shema Koleinu. Chus V'rachem Oleinu. The basic Koich of Tefillah in its most general form is sustenance, survival. Baruch Alein Hashem Hiris Hashon Hazo is called Mitzvos Alatev, it's Parnosa. This is a parnasa for the yochid, a parnasa for klal yishol. Baruch aleinu es hashon hazaz is called mine. Doesn't just mean it's called mine sivuasa l'tev. All the different types of blessings. That's a parallel to Shema Koleinu. So I have a lot of confidence that this vart is an emes vart. This vart is there are basically 12 blessings in the middle, and these 12 blessings are divided into 6 and 6. The first 6 are for the yochid. The last 6 is for the tzibur. And when you look at them, They parallel one another. The first, each one of the 12 blessings, the first one parallels number 1 to 6, 2 to 7, 3 to 8, v'chulu v'chulu. We're going to ignore the bracha of Olam Al Shinim, because Olam Al Shinim is a bracha which was added at a later point in time. Okay, that is what we learned last week, and I'm very happy that we hazarded it. And now I want to tell you another vart along these lines. And this vart, we're going to make up as we go along. If you notice, it says here in the first expression, there's a lot of repetition in the bracha Shema Koleinu, and it starts with Shema Koleinu, Hashem Elokeinu, Chus V'rachem Oleinu, V'kabel B'rachanim V'ratzoyin Es Tefiloseinu. That's the opening line of this bracha. This bracha, Pashup Shad, is basically a summary of the first 12 of the 12 blessings. We recited really 13 blessings, but let's now go back to the original. There are 12 blessings, so we did 11 plus Shema Koleinu. It's basically the Chasima. It's the summary. We are reviewing and we're going to close the 12 blessings. And how many words are there in this first expression? There are exactly 12 words. Count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Shema, Koleinu, Hashem, Elokeinu, Chus, Rachem, Oleinu, Bekabel, Berachamim, Uvrotzoin, Es, Tefiloseinu. 12 words. I want to suggest to you, I'm going to figure this out together. These 12 words, each word corresponds to one of the 12 blessings. So let's start. The first blessing is Shema. Now, what does Shema mean? Okay, it means to listen. But it doesn't just mean to listen. Every single day, twice a day, we say Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. How do you translate those words? You say that every single day. Listen. That's not what it means. It doesn't mean to listen. Shema means to comprehend, hearken. It means a deep absorption of the principle. It means understand. Shema, we say, Shema, this is Pasha. Okay, I'm going to bring rise to this, proofs to this, but there's a double Pasha. When we say Shema, true, sometimes it just means to listen. Someone once told me, why do you have two ears? Mayor, are you there? Mayor, why do you have two ears? Why would not it be enough for there to be one ear in your head? So the answer is, when someone insults you, it goes in one ear and out the other. You have two ears.
You have two ears to give you spatial direction.
To give
you... If you had one ear, you wouldn't know where it's coming from. The front, back, side.
Okay, that's a scientific reason.
The reason you have two hands,
yeah,
is to, you can't clap with one hand. How are you going to clap for me if you're...
You bang on your body, you take one and then you bang your head. You bang your arm, you bang your side, they would clap on their body. So there's a joke.
You do what a gorilla does, you bang on the belly, right?
Bang on the belly, okay. Okay, this is a joke. The reason why you have two ears, this is a joke. That when someone insults you, it goes in one ear,
out the other.
That's a joke. But Shema does not necessarily, doesn't mean only to listen. Shema means to comprehend, hearken. It means a deep absorption of the principle that is being presented. Shema Yisrael. Okay, it's for children to say it means to listen. It means understand. The Jewish people, I'm commanding you to comprehend, to understand that Hashem Elokim or Hashem Echad. So when it says Shema, Shema corresponds to the first bracha of the 12 blessings. What's the first bracha? Das. Ato choinim li'odam das. Mulam elenoshim choinim yitchode b'nev haskel. Shema corresponds to das. Okay, the next word. Koileinu. What is the second blessing? Hashiveinu avinu l'soyro secha. To our service, to Torah. V'karveinu malkeinu la'avoida secha. To daven. Avoid is davening. What did Yitzhak say? Ha'koil, koil Yaakov. The Adai Bidei is, what is the double word, kol? Why there are two words, kol? What did Chazal say? The kol Torah and the kol Tefillah. The second blessing, Hashiveinu Avinu L'soira Secha. V'karveinu Malkeinu La'avoida Secha. Kol. What's the second word of the Shema Koleinu? Koleinu! So far, so good. Now it gets a little tricky. Hashem, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. What's the third blessing? The third blessing is Shema Slach Lonu Avinu Ki Chotanu. Mechal Lonu Malkeinu Ki Foshanu. What is the name Hashem? Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. This is the Midah of Rachamim. The only way in the world there can be forgiveness is only Rachamim. Din, there's no forgiveness in Din. Din is Din. That's it. You committed a crime, you get punished. Finished. Rachamim, in order for there to be atonement for sin, you need a Rachamim. How do the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim begin? Hashem, Hashem. Kelrach Lechana. Yud Kei Vav Kei. So now we're good so far. Bracha, the third word of Hashem is Rachamim, corresponds to Slach Lanu Avinu Ki Chotanu, Mechalad Malkinu Ki Fashanu, Mechilas Avoinais means Rachamim. Okay? So far was solid. So far, you can't shlug me up. The first word, Shema, means understand, corresponds to the first blessing of Das. Choneinu Me'itcha, Shema means understand. It's the totality of knowledge of Shema. There's Lahavin, Lahaskil, Deya, Bina, Vahaskil. Shema means everything together. Shema Yisrael. All of these concepts of Lahavin, Lahaskil, and Choneinu, Deya, Bina, Vahaskil, it's all Nichlal in the word Shema. The second Koileinu is Akol Kol Yaakov, is Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sor HaSecha, V'Hirim HaKim L'Avod HaSecha. Slach lanu avinu is Hashem Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Eloikeinu. What does Zaris correspond to? The next blessing. What is the next blessing? The next is a little more complicated. Well, it's not so complicated, it really is. So far, I'm very, very, very happy with this. Re'eino v'onyenu, v'riva riveinu. What are we saying over here? Hashem, take up our cause. We have grievances. Now, this bracha refers to our personal core, but when you say riva riveinu, this is an expression which means adin Torah, mishpat. There are people who are causing us agmas nefesh. They're causing us pain and suffering. And Hashem, you gotta punish these people. You gotta cut them out. We're asking Hashem to do mishpat against our enemies, not against us. Thus, Hashem Elokeinu. Elokeinu comes from Elokim. B'yoyim b'roi Hashem Elokim. Elokim is midas adin. V'riva riveinu. Okay, so a 4 for 4. Meir, are we good so far? We masking so far? Oy, gvalt. I think I'm losing everyone here.
I hear you.
You hear?
It takes me time.
Okay, no problem. No problem. We have to give you a big screen with easy buttons. The easy button. You know, if you have on the computer, all you have to do is press the space bar. On the computer, you press the space bar.
And I'm using my phone.
You're on the phone. Okay. So therefore,
I don't want to leave it on because I'm on the swing.
Oh, okay. Okay, fine. So now over here, we have over here so far three. Four. Now, next word. Chus. Number 5. What is chus? Chus is rifo'enu. Now, why? This is a little bit more. This, I don't really. Got to work on this. Why is the word chus? Chus v'rachem olein. Why is the word chus an appropriate word for refuah, for healing? I don't know. I confess to you, I don't know. Chus is a word of compassion. Last week when I prepared, I spent a lot of time on the word chus. I don't remember. Maybe the word chus is used. Chus means a dover yofe. Maybe let's look. Chus means shechos. I don't remember the words of Chazal. I'm trying to remember what it was last week. I prepared part of this. And if I'm not mistaken, the word chus is used in reference to something beautiful. You have in your possession something beautiful, it's a shame for it to go to waste. You don't want to see something exquisitely beautiful just go and be flushed down the toilet. It's a feeling of pity on a dover yofe. There are different types of words to reflect on rahim. Let's say you see a person, a homeless person in the street. Go on the subway and you see a homeless person. The person is old and ugly and he smells. And he's not very intelligent. Would anyone say that this is a beautiful person? I don't think so. But yet, your heart goes out to him. Oh, it's such a rachmanis that he has to suffer like this. So there's a feeling of pity. That expression is a emotion. Rachmanos. There are many different words to express mercy, pity, compassion. The word chus is a word that is used for pity on something that is beautiful. A person by nature is beautiful. Rabbi Yochanan was just trying to solve. Rabbi Yochanan, he went. What was the story? The story was they went to visit Rabbi Yochanan. I don't remember the Gemara. It's Gemara Masechta the Brachos, and they were crying. Why are you crying? Because it's a pity. Something is so beautiful. Oh, it was with a woman, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, he saw. Who did he see? He saw a Zoyna. And he spat, cried, and he laughed.
No, it was the Matronusa.
Yeah, who?
Speaking, To Rabbi Akiva.
To Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva went and he cried. Why did he cry? He said that it's a shame.
He laughed and he cried.
So, what was that?
The rabbi's not getting shit.
Everything okay?
He's got his simcha.
Okay. Who's bar mitzvah? Oh, I know who's bar mitzvah. I have to go to the same bar mitzvah. Okay.
He laughed and he cried.
He cried. So why?
He cried because she would die.
So he said, right? No. So he
and
said.
He laughed because she's gonna
marry him. I'm gonna marry you. But why? In that Gemara, maybe it was another Gemara. Maybe it was Rabbi Yochanan. I remember someone cried because it's such a shame that something so beautiful is gonna go into the ground.
That was a Reish Lakish.
No, that was another. I don't think it was a crime because something so beautiful. No, that was different than Rabbi Yochanan, whatever. But I recall from memory there was an Amor who cried. Why did he cry? It's a shame that something that is beautiful should go into the ground. Something so beautiful should end up in the ground. So we have now the brach and the word chus is exclusively used in Chazal as reference to having rachmanus on something beautiful, that it should not, just disappear. It's something beautiful should not just be thrown in the garbage. A person, the etzem, is beautiful. Every person, and the proof is the Gemara Tov says this, and it's when a person is sick, he's a choyle, and he's on his way out of this world. Chus is an other human being that is a beautiful creature of Hashem's creation. It's a rachmanus that it should die, it should come to an end. So therefore, I think we've salvaged the word chus. Chus is the perfect word to use in reference to summarize the brach of Rifo'enu. We ask Hashem to have pity upon us, that we should be healthy and strong, and we should preserve our beauty. Mayor, did anyone ever tell you that you're a beautiful person? Okay, to preserve the beauty of man. That is a word which appears over here.
No,
don't get me in trouble now here. Excuse me here. Okay, chus, now we're up. Okay, now we're up to the next word. The next word is verachem. What's the next bracha? Okay, the next bracha is rachmanus. Rachmanus is sustenance. Borech aleinu Hashem lukin eshrim v'skol mitzvah sol teva. Rachmanus, food, just survival. We're not talking about the beauty of man, pain is ill. We're talking about parnasa. Rachmanus, b'nei rachamim ninu. Give money to get support. Support people, they should have what to eat. There's combination also of the same talumat of saying bracha pre-adam sabeinu mitivecha, food. I think it's a very good word to summarize the bracha baruch aleinu. Next. Now we come to the word aleinu. This is gevaldik. What's the word upon all of us? Who is the great uniter? The Melech HaMashiach. Who can unite all of us? The one that blows the shofar. The Melech HaMashiach is the uniter. He is the one that will bring about Aleinu, can bring all the factions of Klal Yisrael under one banner. Oh, that's Aleinu, that's the Kaab B'Shoifa. Then we come to, what's the next word? The Kabel. Kabel, what does it mean, Kabel? To accept. That word is coming to summarize Hashiva Shoifteinu Kivor Yishonu V'Yotzenu Kivatrila. Why? You need to accept a leader. You need to accept the authority of a leader in order for him to judge you. When you go to arbitration, even you go to a bezin, go to the RCA bezin, you go anywhere. So what is the first thing? Ze baru lo yechad, and then what happens? And then you select another judge. In order for there to be a counselor, a yoyetz, in order for there to be a counselor, a shofet, there has to be, we accept. You have to accept upon yourself leaders. Okay, next word. The next word is berachem. Now here again we have another, we had already before the rachem. Rachem is a small b'lashon yachid. Now we have the same exact word with berachamim b'lashon rabim. And that refers to tzaddikim. The Allah tzaddikim v'Allah chassidim v'Allah zikni amcho b'ezra plidus v'Allah gerim yatzadik yehemuna. What does it say? Rachamecha. It's mamish explicit in the bracha. All the other blessings, it doesn't say the word rachamim. The only place it says rachamech is by Allah tzaddikim v'Allah chassidim v'Allah zikni amcho b'ezra plidus v'Allah gerim yatzadik v'Allah yehemuna rachamecha. All of the groups of people, rachamecha. Before we use the word rachamim, a general rachamim, we use the word rachim. Rachim, b'losh yachid, in reference to baruch aleinu. We need the yachid, that's the breath of the individual. He needs parnasa. Here we have rachamim, so this is a different whole type. There's two different types of words. There's the word rachim and the word rachamim. Rachim refers to the individual seeking parnasa. Rachamim, b'losh rabim, is the same as Sochar Toiv. And it says that the Farish, I don't need to make any explanations because it says explicitly in the Bruch, Allah Tzadik, Allah Chassidim, Allah Zinim, Chobesh, Aplit, the Savi, Algerin, Tzadik, Yelenu, Yehemuna, Rachamecha, Hashem, Elokeinu. We say, Sochar Toiv, Luchol, Abotchem. So I think that's solid. Now we come to Uver Ratzayim. Ratzayim is the Bruch of Yerushalayim. Yehiyu L'Ratzayim Imrei Fi. What is the purpose of a carbon? Yerushalayim is to do Hashem's rotzoin. Chefsi, but we learned this in the morning, that Eretz Yisrael is called the Eretz Chefetz. What's Eretz Chefetz? It is the Chefetz to do Hashem's rotzoin. This is the land where we all come together to do Yerushalayim, Yerucha, Barachim, Dosh, Vesishkoim, Zohar, Shigam, Neas, Zohar, Vimeinu. It's the place we all come to do your will. What is Hashem's will? Beis HaMikdash. It's the center of Eretz Yisrael, the place where we come to do the will. Shalosh pa'amim ba'ashani yeichol zchir special chilcha b'makayim asher yivchar. It's a place to do Hashem's rotzen. That's the Beis HaMikdash. Now the next two are easy as pie. Next two are so easy, you don't have to struggle. Because what's the next word? S. How does the second to last bracha begin? Es! Es tzemach David avdecha meiras hatzmiach. When you'll figure out why it says the word es in the beginning of this bracha, then you'll understand why it says that. That's because that's the essence of the bracha. Whatever that means, it's es. And the last word is tefillah seinu corresponds to what? Shema koileinu. Baruch atu Hashem, shemeya tefillah. Okay, so I'm very, very satisfied with this vart. So again, what is the side of this vart? The side of this vart is, let's review the steps very quickly. The whole vart is, we have a Shemona Esrei. We daven Shemona Esrei 3 times a day, sometimes 4 times a day. Yom HaKippurim, it's four times. Three times, every single Shemona Esrei has the same template. The first 3 blessings are always the same. Avos, Tchiyas HaNesim, Kedusha, the last 3 blessings are always the same. Ritzei, Moedim, Simshalim. What's the difference between the Shemona Esrei of every day and the Shemona Esrei of Shabbos and Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh and Musaf of Rosh Chodesh and the Musaf of Shabbos, the Musaf of Yom Tov, the Musaf of Yom HaKippurim and Rosh Hashanah? The only difference is what is in between. What goes in between the bookmarks? So during the weekday, we recite 12 blessings. You'll tell me 13, I know. V'lam al shinim, or v'lam mishumadim, that was an addition. So we're not working, that came much later because of Bikurach Nefesh for us, so we put that in, but that's not part of the original. So for the purpose of our drush, we're not going to deal with that. We're going to omit that because that's not part of the original template of the Shemona Esrei. That was added later in. So we have 12 blessings. And we learned last week there's 6 on each side. There's 6 and 6. The first 6 are prior blessings, and the last 6 are public blessings. And it's Zeh Lu'uma Zeh Bara Elokim. And that was last week's Vart. Today we're making a new Vart. And this part is that when we begin Shema Koleinu, the 12th blessing of the middle blessings, this blessing is a summary, it is a synopsis, it's the encore of the 12 blessings, including itself. And it is for that reason that the first sentence of the blessing of Shema Koleinu, Hashem Elokeinu, Chus Rachem Oleinu, the Kabel Berachalim Uvrotzon Es Tefiloseinu, is exactly 12 words. 12 words, exactly 12 words from Shema. And why there are 12 words? Because each one of those 12 words corresponds to each one of the 12 middle blessings that we just recited. And it fits like a glove, in my worthless, humble opinion. The 12 words fit like a glove. The first word is Shema. Shema doesn't just mean listen, it means understand. Like what we say, Shema Yisrael, hearken. That corresponds to the first blessing of Ato chonen li odom das, melame lehenu yishbina, chonen li itecha debina vahaskel. The second is Shema Koileinu. What is called HaKoil Kol Yaakov HaYadam Yidei Esav? One call is called Torah, the one is called Tefillah. And that corresponds to HaShiveinu Avinu L'Soyr HaSecha V'Karvei Malkeinu La'Avoid HaSecha Torah Tefillah. Koileinu is the second blessing. The third word is Yud Kei Vav Kei Hashem. Hashem is Midas Sarachamim. That corresponds to the third blessing of Slach Lanu Avinu Ki Chatanu Mechal Lanu Malkeinu Ki Fashanu. The only way there can be forgiveness is through Rachamim. It's Rashi in the first pasuk in the second Aliyah in the Chumash Bereishis, the Parash Bereishis. Is Hashem wanted to make the Midas Adin? Hashem saw that he's not going to forgive people for their sins. The will cannot exist. So Hashem was Mishtatev Rachamim. The Rachamim is to be Moichel, to forgive people. How does the Yud Gil Midas Rachamim begin? Hashem, Hashem, Rachamim. The third word of Shema Koleinu corresponds to the third blessing of Slach Lanu Avinu Ki Chatanu. The fourth word is Elokeinu. Elokeinu is Midas Adin. Elokeinu is Elokim. Elokim is Din. That's the bracha Re'enu Avinu V'Rivar Riveinu. We're asking Hashem to judge. We're taking our enemies who are trying to bring us harm. Hashem, judge them. Upon them you should bring the mishpat. The fifth word is chus. The word chus is a word which is used in Chazal in reference to Adam chos al dover noeh, al dover yofeh. It's a feeling of compassion specifically regarding something that is beautiful. A beautiful thing. It's not, there are other many different forms of compassion and expressions of rachamim. There are many such type of expressions of rachamim, of compassion. Person of compassion, the person walking, a beggar, a compassion on yourself. But the word that's used when a person sees something beautiful, and it's what a shame, such an object of beauty should go to waste. The word is chus. There is no more beautiful creature in this world than a human being. And when that human being becomes ill and diminishes and weakens, and we ask Hashem, heal that person, restore that person, al-burya, to his perfect health, the perfect word is chus. The next word is rachem. Rachem is have rachmanus, tzedakah, give money, rachmanus, support poor people that shouldn't have to suffer humiliation and starvation. Baruch Aleinu Hashem corresponds to Baruch Aleinu Hashem Elokeinu Hashem as it's called in the Torah, which corresponds to Parnasa. Then we come to Aleinu. What's Aleinu correspond to? The next blessing, Mashiach. Mashiach is the one that can be the uniter. That's Mashiach. The next word is V'kabel. We're asking Hashem Hashiva Shoifteinu Kevor Yishev Yartzeinu Kevatchila. We need judges and counselors. There are plenty of smart people out there. You want Biden to be your leader? You want to be Mekabel him to be your leader? Is that what you want? This is the person you want to accept upon yourself to be your authority? I hope we don't have any Democrats here. You have to have a leader. You have to be mekabel upon yourself. People who have yiras shemayim, who value life and have yiras shemayim. That's what's important. We need hashiva shoyfetenu kivar yishona v'yoatzenu kivat achila. We need leaders who are yirei shemayim, who value life and value Hashem. That's kabel, kabbalah, corresponding to hashiva shoyfetenu. The essence of having a leader, a counselor, is a shoyfet, is you have to accept. Okay, you go to a din Torah, you have to accept this court, is their decision is final. And now we come to berachamim b'loshen rabim. And that's the next blessing, where it explicitly states we want rachamim. Alat tzadikim v'alach chasim v'al zignem v'al v'al plitos v'al geriyat tzedek v'yoleinu yehemuna rachamecha. Rachamecha on all of these people. What's the rachamecha? To grant them socher toiv. Okay, it's an intensified form of rachamim. Different than the rachim that we had by Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu was a brach for the individual. This is a brach for the Klal Yisrael, for all the different groups. And it's not a brach of parnas, the brach of socher toiv. They should be granted tachlis, purpose, direction, life. And then the next word is rotzoin, Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the place where we seek to do Hashem's rotzoin. That's where the Lishkas Hagozes, the Sanhedrin sit. They decide all the will of Hashem, what to do. That's where we bring the korbanos in order to do Hashem's will. Hashem has told us what to do. That's the place that we go to do Hashem's rotzon. And S, that, I don't need to explain what the word S, because you have to go back to the previous blessing. S tzemachta, the only one that begins with the word S. So whatever it means in that blessing, which we have to really uncover, why would a bracha begin with the word S? In the English language, it is a cardinal sin to begin a sentence with the word and. You don't do that. Get an F. So why then in the Hebrew language, why then is it acceptable in the Nusach HaTfilah to begin the bracha S Tzemach David? What's the S? Just being Tzemach David. Tatzmiach. There has to be an explanation. Whatever that explanation will be the explanation as why the word S is the next word, because that word S corresponds to S Tzemach. And the last word is, the last word is Es Tefiloseinu. And that's the bracha, that's the 12th bracha itself, that's this bracha. Shema Koleinu, Baruch Ato Hashem, Shomea Tefila. Okay, so this is our vart of why this blessing begins with 12 words. The 12 words correspond to the 12 middle blessings. We did omit V'lam Al Shinin, because that's not part of the original Shemon Esher, that was added on later on. Okay, Rav Meir, thank you so much for coming. Mr. and Mrs. Glatter, thank you for coming. Norman, thank you for coming. Heshi, thank you for coming. Have a good night. And Amir Tzashem, we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Hey, Norman, when are you coming back?
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Thank you, Zion.
Thank you.
Good night, Rabbi.
Good night. Good night. Be well.
Good night.
Good night.